Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
This episode of Game Time 915 includes affiliate promotions. When you use our link or promo code, we may earn a small commission that helps us continue bringing you coverage of local sports and entertainment. Thanks for supporting the show.
Yeah. You know what time it is. From the hardwood to the field. It's game time. 915. Yeah. The...
Yeah. Borderland lights, city ready to ride. El Paso heat, we bring that pride. Coaches tall, players rise. Fans loud, we electrify. Game time, 915, turn the lights up high. Where the real ones play and the stories come alive.
F-F-S-E-N, where the game meets the story.
What's up? It's game time 915, folks. Hey, gotta apologize for getting on late. We had a power outage over here, and so everything went down right as we were about to go live. So had to wait for that to come back up and get everything going. But so I apologize for, we're probably like 8 minutes from tip off. But hey, it is what it is. We're gonna get this information out to you and get you out to some good games. So let's jump right into this. Everything that we had put in, nothing saved. So this is going to be an interesting one. So I want to start by taking a look at the boys basketball. Let's take a look at the top 10. Top 10 came out today and yesterday. And let's take a look at that information and kind of get you guys going on what the top 10 looks like. Everything we put in is gone, y'all. This is going to be an interesting show today, to say the least. I apologize. Let's do this real quick so that we can show y'all this information. We're going to do this on the fly. We're going to do this on the fly and get this information up for you guys because we want to put this out. Let's see. There we go. Nope, that is not it. That is actually the girls. Hold on 1 second. Let's take that down. So we're struggling over here. I apologize. Don't hold this against us. Like I said, we had a power outage, folks, and it was interesting, to say the least. Here we go. Nope, that's the girls. All right. I'm going to try to do this on the fly. We're doing this live, and I got to tell you, I'm struggling right now. But adapt and overcome, that's what we do. That's what you have to do in this game, adapt and overcome. All right, here we go. That is not it either. Well, we're going to have to talk through this then because our power rankings are not coming up. But that's why we have the website. Like I said, all this is on fieldhousesen.com. We got rankings, we got schedules. So we're going to just leverage the website, man. That's what we created it for. So, rankings, boys rankings for this week, January 12th through the 18th. So number one is Eastlake. Eastlake Falcons are the number one team here in the Borderland, followed by El Dorado at number two. Number three is Chapin. Number four is Franklin. Number five, El Paso Tigers. Six is Andrus. Seven, Coronado. Eight, Americas. Nine is Montwood. And number 10 is Bel Air. Now, if you go to fieldhousesen.com. You can kind of get a little in-depth look at how we decided which teams were going to be, how we decided the rankings and what happened. But there was top two teams lost last week. Got to say that Franklin and Montwood both lost. And so teams move up, teams move down. That's how the rankings work. And, yeah. Let's see if I can get the Borderlands schedule to come up for boys basketball at least. There we go. Here's the scoreboard for today, the city scoreboard for today. A lot of games going on, teams playing all over the city. And we are going to leverage this leverage our website here to kind of go over the top 10 teams, where they're playing at, kind of go from there. So let's just start at the top. You got number 8, Americas, taking on Parkland at 6 p.m. So that game's about to tip off. Number 1, East Lake will be host Pebble Hills at 6 p.m. Number 2, El Dorado will travel to Hanks. Now, folks, I got to tell you, that game may end up being closer than a lot of people might expect. That Hanks team is on the rise. Coach Pettis has really got that young group playing well. And, hey, El Dorado is playing well as well. Playing well as anybody in the city. So that's why they're number 2. But that should be a really good game, definitely. Number 7, Coronado, the surprise so far here. And on the boys' side for us, Coronado's 2-0 in district play, 12-6 on the season. They travel to Socorro to take on the Bulldogs. Then you got number 9, Montwood, 1-1 in 6A, 18-6 on the season. They travel to take on Eastwood, who's been, I won't say a disappointment, but we thought they would have played a little bit better than what they've played thus far this season. Eastwood, they are 12-9. They've had a tough schedule, I will say that. But when you play the tough schedule, you got to win those games at the end of the day. Then we got number 10, Bel Air, who started off hot, but once they hit district play, they're 0-2, taking on a tough Horizon team who is 11-12. Then we have number 3, Chapin, traveling to Riverside to take on what should be I don't want to say easy victory, but should be a win for Chapin there going to Riverside to play. Chapin's had it's been some interesting scheduling that's happened the last couple of weeks for them after they started off playing a very, very, very tough schedule. And I see why they played that tough schedule, because of this part of the season. So kudos to the coach for seeing that and wanting to make sure that his guys are ready for district play. Then we got number 6, Andrus, hosting Harmony Science Academy. Should be a win for Andrus as well. And that is going to wrap up the top 10 where they're playing. Now, what games do we recommend going to see tonight? Obviously, our game of the day is actually Montwood versus Eastwood, both boys and girls. Montwood versus Eastwood is definitely one of those games that if you got an opportunity to go see play, go check them out. Another game that we're really keeping our eye out on is the Cathedral Burgess game. Two really good teams. Cathedral's 12-10, Burgess 12-9. But that's going to be an evenly matched game. I think that Cathedral's team is pretty good. That Burgess team is pretty good. So that should be a good matchup. Then the number 2, El Dorado versus Hanks. I think that game is going to be closer than what a lot of people might think. And lastly, you can never go wrong going to see Chapin play or Andrus play. You can never go wrong going to see them play. And so that's going to wrap up our spitfire for the boys basketball as those games look to tip off here. We're going to take a really quick break, like a minute and a half, and we'll be right back, and we're going to jump on the girls' side, and let's see if we can work out some of these issues for the girls before we get back. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Embrace individuality with Acolyte's diverse collection designed to stand out and make a statement wherever you go. Designed in sunny Los Angeles and handcrafted with precision, Acolyte sunglasses deliver durability and comfort, keeping you stylish and protected all day long. Use promo code FSEN and get 10% off your entire order.
When it comes to your safety, good enough doesn't cut it. That's why you need the best work gloves. Bare knuckles. Gloves for any job, anywhere.
Cozy Earth redefines luxury sleep with its best-selling bamboo sheet set, made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. Their pajama set brings a touch of elegance to relaxation, combining style and supreme comfort for nights in. Use promo code FSEN and receive 41% off your entire order.
Embrace individuality with Acolyte's diverse collection designed to stand out and make a statement.
All right, and we are back. Now let's take a look at the girls' basketball scoreboard. A lot of games going on around the city. It's a lot of top 10 teams going head-to-head, especially with district play in full swing. A lot of really good games on the girls' side today, without a doubt. And so let's take a look real quick at the girls' top 10. As you have Americas at number one, number two is Montwood, number three Eastwood, number four Burgess, number five is Franklin, number six is Hanks, seven is Parkland, eight King Util, nine Chapin, and 10 Andrus. Now let's take a look at where these teams will be playing today and kind of get you guys out to what games we recommend going out to see. So let's start with where teams are playing today. So we got number two, Montwood, traveling to number three, Eastwood, to play. Big time 6A matchup there between these two of the top three teams here in the city. That's going to be a slugfest. Going to be a matchup of wheels. It's probably two of the best backcourts in the city go head-to-head. Guard play, you're going to see some really good guard play there. A lot of defense played. That's going to be a very good game. They tip off at 7:30 today at Eastwood. Number six, Hanks hosts El Dorado. Hanks has been one of the big surprises. Well, I won't say big surprises because I've been expecting this from this Hanks team for a while. They're finally getting it together. So to see them 4-0 in the District, 13-7, El Dorado's down a little bit, 1-3 once they got into district play, but this could still turn out to be a really good game. They tip off at 7:30 p.m. Number nine, Chapin travels to take on Jefferson. 11-9 Jefferson at Jefferson. Folks, that's not going to be an easy win. The days of Jefferson being an easy W are far from over. And I got to tell you, that's going to be a really, really, really good game. Really, really good game. They play at 7:30. Then you got Kenya Teal taking on Burgess. Number eight, Kenya Teal taking on number four, Burgess. Kenya Teal travels to Burgess. District play. Both teams 1-0 in the district. Kenya Teal's been another one of the surprises of the season here, as they've gotten off to a really good start. We'll see what the Mustangs and the Eagles do there. That's going to be a good matchup. Then you got another matchup of top 10 teams. Number one, Americas, takes on number seven, Parkland. Parkland's probably been the biggest surprise of the season. 17-4 now, 3-1 in district play. I don't think anyone else saw that coming but them. And so kudos to the players and that staff for making this run this early in the season and stepping up and playing some good ball. And some of these young players stepping up. So kudos to Parkland. That's going to be a really good game. definitely going to be a lot of defense because America's is going to put a lot of pressure. We're going to see how good these Parkland guards really are in that game against America's. Then we got number 10, Andrus, traveling to El Paso High. Both teams 0-1 in the district. It's going to be a good game. El Paso High is not a bad team, 10-13, but we'll see. Again, we'll see if the guard play from Andrus is going to be enough to get them over the hump. And so that's going to wrap up the top 10 on the girls' side. So our recommendation for games today, if you're going to go see a girls' basketball game, is, of course, obviously the game of the day is Montwood versus Eastwood, 7:30 at Eastwood. You can go check out the boys and the girls. Those are going to be two really good games. That is definitely our top recommendation. Then the Hanks El Dorado game, one of our recommendations. Chapin Jefferson, another good recommendation. Cantil Burgess, that's gonna be a good game. Americus and Parkland is our other recommendation, and then Andrus and El Paso High. Those are our recommendations on the girls' side. So we think those are gonna be some good matchups. And I'm sorry for going through this really, really fast. Like I said, we wanted to get this out before the games tipped off, give you some direction on where we think you should go watch, who you think you should go see. And then tomorrow, catch us tomorrow. It's going to be an earlier show. It'll be live on FSEN. You can watch it on the website or go to the app if you already downloaded it. I will say this right now. They are having some issues with the app website. So if you haven't downloaded the app, it's going to be hard right now. So go to the website. Go to fieldhousesen.com, and you can watch content there as we've uploaded some of the live content. And the individual segments of shows are on there, will be on there as well. We continue to upload that stuff as we rebuild out the website. It's a brand new – we did a rebranding of the website, so we wanted to make sure we get – provide the content and the information to better serve our audience and our viewers and our listeners. So, yes, so go check that out. You won't be disappointed, I promise you there. But that is going to wrap up this edition of Game Time 915. We hope that you enjoyed. Thank you for your continued support. Continue to watch. We'll be back tomorrow with FSEN Daily. Thank you and have a blessed one.